Standing up to Putin. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. In a speech to the nation, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has told his people that Ukraine is not afraid of anyone or anything. After Russian President Vladimir Putin announced he recognizes the separatist areas of eastern Ukraine as the U.S. prepares economic sanctions.
U.S. officials repeated tonight the president will not send U.S. troops to fight in Ukraine. Everything that has occurred in the past few hours indicates that Vladimir Putin has no intention of backing down and that all of Ukraine is in his sights. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and General Mark Milley were at the White House for meetings. Now Putin says he's sending Russian troops to serve as, quote, peacekeepers in the Donbass areas that he just recognized as independent. This is Putin's opening gambit, and he will want to see the response from the U.S. and its allies.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The White House says President Biden will announce a new round of sanctions tomorrow in response to Moscow's actions today. The State Department has moved all U.S. embassy personnel in Kyiv to Poland over security concerns. Lawmakers in Canada have voted to extend emergency powers that police can invoke to stop any future trucker protests as Washington, D.C. readies for a similar round of demonstrations.
Capitol Police preemptively block Capitol roadways with snowplows, garbage trucks, and dump trucks. One convoy plans to hit town on March 5th. Another caravan could come this week, but may not roll near the Capitol. It could just snarl traffic on the Capitol Beltway. Washington area lawmakers say that could paralyze the East Coast.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. The jury in the hate crime trial of three white men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery, a black man who was out for a run in Georgia in February of 2020, has adjourned for the day without reaching a verdict. They will resume deliberations tomorrow morning. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Flyers linking COVID-19 to Jewish people have been found outside several homes again, this time in North Texas.
Plastic bags containing a flyer that claims every aspect of COVID is Jewish were placed in driveways in Colleyville, Texas. Nathan Boone told Fox 4 Dallas-Fort Worth as he picked them up in different driveways in his neighborhood.
I think the right thing to do is just to pick them up and dispose of them properly. I'm not going to go through and read it. I'm just going to pick them up and throw them away.
Colleyville police say they're investigating it as a hate crime and have notified the FBI. This is the same town where four people were taken hostage inside a synagogue last month. Similar flyers have appeared in neighborhoods in Miami, San Francisco, Beverly Hills, and Denver. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
China has announced it will sanction U.S. defense contractors Raytheon Technologies and Lockheed Martin over arms sales to Taiwan. The move in response to a $100 million deal approved by the U.S. for maintenance of Taiwan's missile defense systems by the two companies. The U.S. has no formal relations with Taiwan, but it is its main ally. The mayor of San Francisco claims last week's recall election that ousted three members of the city's school board was the result of frustration of administrations not doing enough to get kids back in physical classrooms.
London Breed told NBC's Meet the Press, focusing on renaming schools while children were still out was a distraction.
It was really about the frustration of the Board of Education doing their fundamental job, and that is to make sure that our children are getting educated, that they get back into the classroom, and that did not occur.
As rapid at-home COVID tests become more available, health officials in South Carolina have announced they will begin closing state test sites in March. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Benita Spears has been stripped of victory in last year's Kentucky Derby after testing positive for a steroid. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.